إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that success is a measurable thing. Whether we are successful or not in this dunya or in the akhirah is something that we can measure. And the way to measure it is the same in both places, which is to look at the return on our investment, so to speak. Successful people are those who were able to get a good return on their investment, and vice versa. The issue I'm talking about is how we spend our time. Now, it's not to say that people actually indulge in haram, because alhamdulillah, most people, at least most or all of them I know, or I count as my friends, do not indulge in haram. But in terms of the halal, we need to ask ourselves whether, even though the thing is halal, is that the best thing for us to be doing? Is that the thing that is going to give us rewards? Because time is a finite resource which is non-renewable, which is continuously decreasing. So if you spend an hour doing something, that hour had the potential to give us a reward and give us a return. Whether that happened or not depends on how we use that hour. And if at the end of the hour we discover that we used it in a way that may not have, as I said, may not be negative, but also it was a way that didn't yield any result, then that hour has been wasted and it will never return. Today we live in a world, especially in India, and I guess it's more or less true in most parts of the world. We live in a world today which is characterized by all kinds of things happening all around us, which affect us. Political changes, changes in climate, and various kinds of things that are happening, economic upturns and downturns. And it is quite natural to want to spend time reading about that, to want to spend time talking about that, commenting on it, and so on. But seriously, we need to ask ourselves a question, and that is, what is the use of and what is the effect of the time that I spend doing that? Now, I'm not saying there's no use, I'm not saying there's no effect. I'm saying that either we consciously look at ways in which we can bring about positive change, or if we cannot bring about positive change, for example, discussing national politics or international politics or foreign policy of this country and that country and so on. Really, if you ask me, it's a complete waste of time for most people, because there is no way that we can affect that. All that it does is that it leaves us feeling bad and depressed about what's going on, and we can't really do anything about it. And we have spent an hour, 2 hours talking about something which is, again, not haram, but certainly doesn't yield any result for anything. Now, alternatively, what could we have done? Sticking to the same agenda of global politics, national politics, foreign policies of different countries affecting people in the world, by and large spreading misery, what can we do which can be positive? Number one, make dua. Stand in tahajjud, make dua in sujood, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know I'm stretching it a bit if I say that if we spend the same 1 hour or 2 hours, because how many people are there who are going to spend 2 hours in tahajjud? Although those 2 hours, if they do spend in tahajjud, might spell the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. But leave 2 hours, maybe 10 minutes in tahajjud, in dua, is worth more than reading the newspaper for 2 hours and wasting time talking about and commenting on this and that thing happening. Another thing we can do alternatively, better use of time, is read Quran. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives 10 hasanat for every letter. And in the hadith he said, I do not say that alif, lam, mim is one letter, alif is one letter, lam is one letter, mim is one letter. Which means 30 hasanat for just saying alif, lam, mim. So read Quran in that time, ideally for the same time, because you know 2 hours of Quran a day will make us very familiar with the Quran, will give us a good idea about what the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us to do, and will be a great source of tarbiyah for us. Another one alternatively is to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something which is almost forgotten even by the people who like to talk about dhikr, especially people who like to talk about da'wah. And if you say, well, you want to give da'wah, you want to invite people towards Islam, what is your own tarbiyah, what is the own resource based on which you are inviting people? And the answer is almost zero. We don't make an effort on ourselves. We don't make an effort to develop our own spirituality, to clean our own hearts, to do tazkiyatun nafs. We make no effort to open our minds and make ourselves more inclusive, to love our brothers and sisters like ourselves, to go even beyond the boundaries of Islam and say love everybody in the world and be and do you know, want good for them. We don't make any effort, any of that kind of effort. We don't make effort even physically of going and meeting people and, you know, look, really asking about their difficulties and trying to solve them. But we say, well, I want to give da'wah. Alhamdulillah, and the desire to give da'wah is not wrong. But let's understand that if you want to give charity, you have to have money. If you don't have resources, you can only give what you have. If you don't have resources, you cannot give them. And so therefore, if you have not done any work on your own personal tarbiyah, you cannot give da'wah. You will be unsuccessful. You will get frustrated. You will get discouraged. So therefore, it's very important for us to focus on that and say that time is a non-renewable resource. There's only so much I have. Now, what can I do with that time? How can I spend it in the best, most profitable way? So therefore, we need to weigh the time that we have and the options we have. And remember, every minute that we have options. We can do this or we can do that. And therefore, pick the option which gives us the best return, which has the potential of giving us the best return. And then do that work, whatever that work is. Very, very important for us to remember this, and I am saying this especially because we are living in a world where more and more, thanks to the media, we are given this illusion of being part of whatever is happening. We are not part of it in any meaningful way. We are part of it purely as remote spectators with absolutely no control on what is happening. We can neither influence it in any way we like. We can't stop it. If it is not happening, we can't make it happen. Yet we are subjected to witnessing it as mute spectators on our television and so on. So seriously ask yourself, is that the best use of your time? Watching a TV program where you have four different people all speaking at the same time, arguing with each other about a particular matter, how does it enhance anything except your angst? So really, we have to ask ourselves these questions. And I remind myself and you that the time to ask the question is before you start doing the action, because once you've finished it, there's no question to ask because that time is already gone. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will earn His pleasure, inshallah, by making the right choices. The way has been shown, the criteria has been set, we have been given the freedom to make the choice, and we have been promised the reward for whatever choice we make. As we say, we are free to choose, but the choice is not free. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.